Let's everybody kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. Kiss is the basic mantra for private equity investing. In my experience, the simplest investments are generally the best investments. Filling an overlooked niche, making a product cheaper, giving a customer what they need, improving society, these are all worthy endeavors. But when an investment gets too complicated or acquires too many players, it generally means trouble and money wasted. Generally, it is my money that is being wasted, which is something I frown on considerably. The recent subprime lending debacle of 2007-08 is a prime example of a simple idea getting too complex and out of control. For generations in the U.S., mortgages were handled in a very simple way. The borrower would prove his creditworthiness, he would save for the down payment, and he would execute a mortgage when he was ready and able to service the obligation. The mortgage originators were very helpful not to overqualify a potential borrower because their reputations and money were on the line if the mortgage went bad. These originators were under contract to purchase every non-performing loan back from the investors and collect the money themselves. The investor would purchase that mortgage and profit from his investment. Clean, simple, workable, and responsible. During the time of easy money and market securitization from 2003 to 2007, the generators of the mortgage-backed securities were so caught up in making money and slicing every dime out of the mortgage pie that they lost sight of the real financial risk and the needs of the customers, secure investments. Frankly, they committed fraud by not disclosing to their investors all the pitfalls of the mortgages they were writing. They also committed fraud on the rating agencies when they did not disclose the true strength of the borrowers. When droves of mortgages began to go sour, the quote-unquote promoters, I call them part-time mortgage brokers, who had gotten rich off of fees, were sitting on their yachts, drinking umbrella drinks, looking for the next big pigeon. They had no personal stake in their reputations. There were no buyback clauses in the contracts they had with investment houses. They had no reason to care if their investors were left in a terrible position. They were not responsible for the fraud they were committing because the market shielded them from their responsibilities. As of the writing of this book, many of them are finding out that they were indeed responsible, and several of them are spending time in jail. Unfortunately, none of the really bad actors serve time. Go figure. Keeping it simple in the private equity world means avoiding people who do not add value or take responsibility for their actions. The best deals I have ever been involved with consisted of a small group of investors and one or two principal investees, each party bringing their experiences, expertise, and value to the program. The investors know the money end and the business side of the program. The investees know how to execute and get the job done. Everyone wins. Simple and ideal.